Welcome back to the Rookies here on Fox Sports Radio, Charlotte 94.7 FM, 1660 AM, and 103.7 HD3. We have a very special guest coming on with us right now. We have the Charlotte Hornets lead writer for The Athletic. We have Rod Boone. Rod, thank you so much for coming on with us today.
No problem. How are you guys doing today?
Oh, we're doing well, and you know what? We're really excited for the Rockets game that's going to take place tonight. But before we start talking about the Rockets, I wanted to start talking about the season that the Hornets have had. Clearly, they're in a rebuild stage right now, and they're overachieving. I think, personally, that they're overachieving. What do you think has drawn to this success right now for the Charlotte Hornets?
One of the biggest things, man, is just honestly their coach, James Borrego. It's all about developing talent. That's one of his hallmark cards and one of the reasons why the Hornets brought him here from San Antonio, because he was able to work with guys like, you know, Tim Duncan, Manu Ginobili, et cetera, with the Spurs. So with him coming in here and, you know, this year essentially being a development year for this franchise in terms of making sure Devontae Graham, Terry Rozier, Miles Bridges, P.J. Washington, guys like that kind of develop and get better, that's what it's been all about for these guys this year. So, but you're right. They've got 21 wins, which I'm sure most people, if you asked in a year, probably thought maybe they'd finish with that many amount of wins the entire year. So when you look at what they've done so far, it's been kind of, like you said, it's been a little bit probably better than what people thought, but got 20, you know, about 19 games left here or so to kind of finish the season out. So we'll see what happens.
Hey, Rod, this is Mackie Gallagher. I appreciate you coming on the show once again. You talked about head coach James Borrego and how important he's been in the role of developing the young players on the Charlotte Hornets during this rebuild. Two young players that I'm seeing getting more playing time and growing from the G League to now the NBA with the Hornets are the Martin twins. From what you have seen this season, what progress has the Martin twins made so far, and what are they contributing to this team that is making them get more playing time on the court?
They've definitely, you know, improved. They've come a long way since the summertime. And what they bring to this team is some grit and determination and just hard-nosed effort. And sometimes a lot of coaches you'll hear, they'll say, you can't teach effort. Well, with the Martin twins, you don't have to worry about that. Those guys come out and play 110% every time they're on the court, whether it's pickup basketball, whether it's video game basketball, whether it's on the court in an NBA game, college, high school, whatever it was, those guys have shown that they have a lot of heart and a lot of gumption and guile to go out there and play best they can on any given night. So when you look at what they bring to this team, that's what it is. It's determination. It's, you know, some grit. It's the things that you need to essentially become a winning program. You know, they may not get notoriety now on a team like the Hornets because, you know, the Hornets aren't quote-unquote very good per se, but on a championship-level team, you need guys like the Martin twins because they do all the dirty work. You know, a lot of guys nowadays, they want to do the glitz and glamour, they want to shoot three-pointers, and they want to do the dunks and, you know, the nice assists and stuff to kind of get these nice, you know, views on social media and whatnot. But when it comes down to the grunt work, the grabbing the rebound, the taking the charges and stuff like that, the Martin twins really do a good job of that. And they're both improving. And, you know,
yes, they are.
For Cody Martin, he's definitely improving his jump shot. That's his biggest part of his game, is to improve that three-point shot. He's doing it so far. If he continues to do that, you know, he'll be a player in this league for a few years.
You were talking to Rod Boone, the lead writer for the Charlotte Hornets for The Athletic. And, Rod, we're talking about young guys here. Devontae Graham obviously been the big name for the Hornets this year. He kind of hit a wall there after the All-Star break a couple games where he, I think, had 6 combined points. Do you feel like he's gotten over that wall the past few games? Or do you feel like that's something we might see down the end of the stretch, down the end of the season?
I think a little bit of both. I think he's gotten over it. But at the same point, you know, people have to remember, Devontae didn't really play much last year. So
right,
he's basically playing – he's already played 3 times the amount of minutes he played all of last year. And we still have another, like, let me say 18, whatever games it is left in the season.
Yep.
So for him, it's about pacing himself. Yes, he hit the wall, which, again, most rookies and second-year players as well will kind of hit at some point. But he's played better of late, in part because he's going out there and doing every part of his game, meaning he's able to go out there, give his assists. He's able to go out there and also get to the basket. That's his biggest issue right now is when he's not shooting three-pointer well, is getting to the bucket.
Right.
So if he can continue to do that, he'll be okay. But I agree with you. He's been okay. The last couple of games, you see signs of him stepping out of it, which is a good sign for the Hornets fans.
And you're talking about Devontae Graham, and like you said, it is a very good sign for the Hornets fans, the way he's been playing this season. And another point guard that has come into Charlotte on a contract in this past offseason was Terry Rozier. Rozier is playing above my expectations, which I am happy to admit, and I'm happy that he's proven me wrong. What is the tandem like between Terry Rozier and Devontae Graham? Because at the beginning of the season, it looked like Terry Rozier was the point guard that needed the ball in his hands. And then as Devontae Graham started showing out and started progressing throughout the season, it looks like he's the one facilitating the offense when they're both in the game.
Well, definitely. They play off each other out there. But, you know, ever since Devontae went to the start lineup, I think it was game 11 of the season, you know, somewhere around there after 10 games in, they put him to the starting five. And since then, as when Terry kind of ticking off, as you said. Essentially, he's been playing much better off the ball.
Yes.
We had to be able to go out there and be a distributor as well as a playmaker and scorer. He struggled being able to find a way to get all three done and be effective. So right now, you're right. He's basically a shooting guard. He's playing off the ball a lot with Devontae. He's basically going out there and just able to let it fly. He's one of the top five. He catches shoot 3-point percentage this year for players, which obviously for him is a good thing because coming into the season, he wasn't a very good 3-point shooter. That was one of his struggles. So he's had a decent season per se. You just want to see maybe that next step from him to kind of come out there and get maybe 20 a game or something like that to help this team when they can't score buckets, because every now and then they have these scoring drops where they can't get over the hump per se. So if you want to see Terry come out there and be that guy a little bit more. The last two games, at the end of the game, he's had the ball in his hands and he haven't won. So, and I know for a fact it's eating him alive because he was just disappointed in himself after the game on Thursday. So he'll do better. But you're right. To see what he's done so far, he's not been a bad player for the Hornets at all.
No, he has not been. I agree with that.
Somebody else is kind of trying to get their flow going. Dwayne Bacon is somebody that we've kind of expected to see a little more from this season. Obviously scored 51 points in a Greensboro Swarm game recently. Do you see him getting back up to the level this season and maybe getting some considerable playing time with James Borrego?
I don't think so, man. I you know, the way it looks right now is he's kind of on the back burner. It appears that they're looking more at the Martin twins and Jalen McDaniels and guys like that to kind of see where they fit in. And I guess in their mind, they probably felt like they gave Bacon his chance. I mean, he came into the year as a starting shooting guard, and, you know, he didn't get injured. And since he came back from that injury, he just wasn't the same player. And he just didn't play well at all this year. He had a game or two or three, but never a string of them together.
Right.
And, you know, he had his bobblehead day last Sunday. Mm-hmm. He wasn't there for that game.
Oh,
so to me,
crazy.
That tells me if you're not there for your own bobblehead day, and you could have been called up from Greensboro just for a day or so and sent back down. That tells me that the franchise is not looking at you right now as a core part of the future, at least not right now. That can change, of course, because he's a free agent after this season, restricted free agent, where they can kind of, you know, match an offer if somebody wants to give an offer sheet or something like that to give a qualifying offer. But right about now, I don't think he's a part of this team in terms of the immediate rotation going forward.
We're talking with Rod Boone of The Athletic, Mackie here again. We're focusing on the younger players, which is pretty much, it seems like, mostly the whole Hornets roster. Another player who has been a big part of this Hornets team for the last couple of years is Malik Monk. And he was starting to get back in a groove as he has been all throughout his whole career. And then he got suspended indefinitely for violating, I believe, the drug policy for the NBA. Do you have any kind of insight on how his suspension has affected the team? And if you do, do you care to speak on it a little bit?
Well, I don't have any insight, and those are kind of tricky subjects to talk about, of course, because, you know, it's stuff that is confidential, for one, when it comes to the league's drug program. But I will say that the team, as you would expect, disappointed. You know, obviously they're supporting Malik. He's a player. They said he was just starting to kind of find his groove a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But to put himself in a situation like he did, the statement from the team told it all. You don't really hear team's statements kind of chide a player for something like that, but they obviously were not happy with his actions. So with him, I mean, barring something crazy, with an indefinite suspension, which is something that you very rarely, if ever, hear in the NBA, I don't really see him playing again this year. And if he is reinstated somehow, you know, again, with a couple of games left, do the Hornets want to throw him out there and reward him for what he went through? So I don't see him playing again this year.
Man.
It's a possibility, of course. Never say never or anything.
Yeah.
But I think he's probably on the back burner again for the next few weeks here until they figure out when he comes back from suspension and where you go from there.
Yeah, Rod, and the Hornets are going to host the Houston Rockets tonight. It's going to be exciting to watch Westbrook and Harden back on the court together. What is it going to take for the Charlotte Hornets to defeat the Houston Rockets tonight at the Spectrum Center?
Well, actually, just play the way they've been playing lately, man. You know, they've been in these games, the last couple of games here, and they just haven't found a way to win at the end. And that's the thing with a young team is you have to, at some point, go through these growing pains to get to the promised land, so to speak. So the Hornets, you know, they just play their game. But they just play like they've been playing the last few games defensively. And James Borrego mentioned, though he thought they're playing the best defense they've been playing the last 2 years, these last couple of games here. So they keep doing that and play same kind of intensity and just execution and get scoring from Devontae and get scoring from Terry Rozier and the guys on the wings. They'll be okay. But the one thing, too, is Russell Westbrook is actually out tonight. They're going to give him a day of rest.
Oh, man.
So he's out. And also Eric Gordon is out. So the Rockets will have two of their top offensive weapons out. Obviously, James Harden go up there and drop 50 on you in his sleep. You got to worry about him.
30 at the free throw line.
Exactly. But they're down two guys, the Rockets are tonight. So the Hornets, this could be one of those games where, you know, they come in and steal one, per se, because they've been playing well the last couple of games. And their biggest thing for them, as well, is they haven't played really well at home this year, per se. They've had a couple of games here and there where they say, okay, they picked up a win, but they haven't got that signature win at home over like a really good team in a while, it seems like. So tonight could be the night with a couple of guys out for the Rockets, so we'll see.
And I thought that night to get a big win over a big team would be Thursday night. Like you said, it was a great game. 114-112 was the final score after Jamal Murray hit that game-winning shot on the baseline. But you said how to beat the Houston Rockets, just keep playing the way they've been playing. Although they are 0-3 on this four-game homestand, they played the Bucks, the Spurs, and the Nuggets, and all of those are pretty well-fought games by the Charlotte Hornets. And this is going to be my last question for you today, and I'm just kind of curious. If there's one word to describe this Hornets team this season, what would that word be for you?
I would say scrappy. Or you can throw resilient up in there, one of those two words. Because, again, this team was not most people thought they wouldn't do basically anything this year. They'd be one of the worst teams in the league. And while they are the bottom 10 record-wise, they haven't played that way. Let's be honest. They've been in a lot of these games, not getting blown out. They are showing you signs of progress. And for most Hornets fans, it's something they haven't seen for a while. Like, typical Hornets fans are saying to me, hey, man, like I see promise. I see direction. I see something to hang my hat on and be proud about the future for the first time in a while. You know, they're going to have cap space this summer, which they haven't had in a number of years. So when you add the fact that these guys are playing really scrappy and resilient, and the fact that they'll have some cap space this year to kind of add to this roster, you know, they could be good in another year or two. So this team, if they just keep playing, getting scrappy and resilient the way they are, and just fight these last, you know, 17, 18 games and give you a little bit of hope go to next season, that definitely will be a good thing.
I like the word choice of scrappy. I think that was a good word to describe it.
Rod, thank you so much for coming on. I got one more quick question for you. Does not include the Charlotte Hornets, but the Brooklyn Nets did just fire their head coach, Kenny Atkinson. They mutually agreed to part ways. I just wanted to know if you saw that coming, or how do you feel about the departure in general?
I'm definitely shocked by it, because I covered the Brooklyn Nets, you know, for about 2.5 seasons when they first moved to Brooklyn, and I kind of saw what the franchise was then. And then they went through a little bit of a down period. They brought Kenny on board, and now they're kind of almost on their way up. They had a lot of injuries this year. You know, Kyrie Irving is out. You know, Kevin Durant's not playing this year. Caris LeVert was out for a while. So they've had a lot of injuries, but yet they're still right there in the playoff hunt in the East. And when they came to play the Nets a couple of the Hornets a couple of weeks ago in town, I remember asking Kenny Atkinson pregame, "Hey, like, you know, it's been a while since you guys have had to essentially be a place where people want to come. Like, what's that like as compared to how it was a couple of years ago?" He talked about how it was flattering to have players now want to come play for the Nets and be a part of what they've built there. So to see that kind of crumble in a couple of weeks here, even coming off of a couple of wins and whatnot, is kind of surprising, man. But what it shows, once again, is that this is a tough business and that sometimes things happen below the surface that we don't know about. You know, you may think that what's happening in public is what's really going down, but at the end of the day, lots of that happens behind the scenes that, you know, sometimes you can't really put your finger on, and it won't come to, you know, head until stuff like this happens. So I'm definitely surprised, definitely shocked that he got fired. But he definitely will be one of those guys who will be picked up by another organization like ASAP, because he's a good developer of talent and players like playing for him. So I believe he'll be picked up really quickly here.
Well, hopefully Kenny Atkinson lands on his feet. Rod, thanks so much for joining us today. We really appreciate it. Hopefully we have you on again soon.
You got it, man. Anytime.
Yes, thanks, sir. Rod. Have a great day.
Okay, you too.